item number eight, which is a decision, Scatter Creek Project, briefing and a decision. So, Richard, turn it over to you.
Chair Smith, Commissioners, Director Edwards, my name is Richard Tavent, and I manage our forestry program. And I'm here to brief you on the Scatter Creek Restoration Project and ask for your approval because this project could exceed 1 million board feet. So, the Scatter Creek area has changed tremendously since the first settlers showed up. This picture is the site of Fort Hinnis. That was 1855 when they built that fort, and I stood in basically the same spot where that picture was drawn.
Larry helped build it.
Ah, okay. And if you've ever wondered why the name of Grand Mound has the town of Grand Mound has the name Grand Mound, it's that mound in the background. Most people who live there don't even know why the town has its name. But over the last 160 years, trees have just been moving in and growing. And that's one of the reasons we have so many rare species of butterflies and gophers and whatnot, is because the trees are taking over the prairie. Here's a look at the all the prairies used to have oak woodlands around the edges. And this is really atypical, but that's the way it used to be.
What part of the state is this located at?
Oh, sorry. This is about 25 miles south of here by the Great Wolf Lodge.
Down by San Francisco, Chance.
I well, it wasn't in Soton County, but
yeah. So there used to be these oak woodlands around all the edges of the prairies, and what happened is the Doug fir has just taken over, and they've swallowed up the oak woodlands, and the trees are just moving out into the prairies. And you can still go back into the woods, and you can see a lot of dead oak trees, and you see a lot of trees that are just kind of hanging on, looking for light underneath those tall Douglas fir. And this picture, all those the left half used to be prairie about 60 years ago. Those Doug fir moved in, and once the fir move in, the everything about what made a prairie different is gone. We had planned a project in the north unit. And we tried to sell it this year. It was 23 acres of oak release. It was about 250,000 board feet. The mills were really wanted to get the wood, but we couldn't find a logger because the project was kind of a little too small for them, and they could make a lot more money on the fires this fall. So the big fire came to the south unit, and that kind of changed everything for us. Here's a picture of where the fire ran. The purple is the perimeter of the fire. And it ran, it came from the west, and it burned across the wildlife area in about 45 minutes. It burned most of the prairie, and it burned into the woods, but it did go out at Scatter Creek. And what we're hoping to do there is release 24 acres of oak by cutting out the big fir trees that are shading them out. And basically cut the Doug fir off of the prairie on another 22 acres, and then there's 17 acres where we've got a mix of fir and oak where we want to, I got that messed up. Those are the acreages that burned. 22 acres of oak burned, and it burned hot. A lot of those trees are dead, but they'll sprout back from the bottom. 22 acres of Douglas fir burned, and then 17 acres of a mix burned. The project, what we plan to do is BPA cut down all the trees along the power line that were a hazard to the power line, and they went up and cut off some of them halfway up. We could do that as well. The plan is to remove those logs and take them to the mill so we can get some value out of those logs. Also, cut down 12 acres of fir trees out on the prairie. Most of those trees are dead, but not all of them. And then thin out the fir to release oak trees as well. And this project, we're still cruising it, but we think it's going to be between 700,000 and 900,000 board feet, and combine it with that north unit, and that's going to probably put us over 1 million board feet. So here's a look at the red or the units on the south side, and we're not harvesting in all the burned forest, and some of the forest we're going in and harvesting has not been burned. The goal is to restore prairie and release oak trees. So we just did it where that makes the most sense. It's not a goal to cut everything everywhere. Another thing is on the western property line. If you look at the western line there, there's a red line. About 30 years ago, the agency planted 188 fir trees right along the property line. And the idea was with people shooting their shotguns, they didn't want the birdshot going in towards the houses. But those trees have grown up now, and if a fire happens to go in that direction, there's no way you could protect those houses. So the plan would be to take down those trees along the property line and build a service road, and that road will serve as a fire break. Because had we had a fire break there, the wildlife area wouldn't have had a fire race across it like it did. So here's just a shot of what the areas where we're trying to restore prairie, what they look like. Very big trees. They're about 60 years old. They have big branches to the ground. They're big. They're not worth a whole lot, but the project should pay for itself and maybe help pay for some of the cleanup of the site and fire restoration. And here's a look at the oak release area, where those oak trees are just kind of, they get small and they start to noodle over when they get too much shade from the fir trees. The plan is not to take out all the fir trees. There historically were some fir trees. They were few and far between, but they were very large. You see stumps out there where the stumps are 5 feet in diameter. And so we're leaving the big Douglas fir that are scattered around. Most of them are about 32 to 36 inches in diameter. We're leaving a few of those per acre where we're releasing the oak trees. So any questions?
Very interesting. Yeah.
Is the Doug fir incursion anthropogenic, or is it natural progression?
Some of both. A lot of it's just trees invading the prairie on their own. But there's a lot of people plant them for hedgerows, windrows, like we did along our property line. And Rochester used to be one of the prime Christmas tree growing areas. And the market fell out of the bottom of the Christmas tree market, and a lot of people never harvested their tree farms. So you get both of those things.
Other questions? Well, that is for a decision. So,
Mr. Chair, I have a motion. I move to approve the proposed timber harvest projects as presented.
Motion's been made. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second's been put forth. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Opposed say no. Yeses have it. Motion carried. Thank you, Richard. Very interesting.